The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on News Talk.
I want to return to the comments from Michael D. Higgins yesterday. So the president, of course, lambasting the housing situation in this country, suggesting that we have moved beyond crisis to disaster, and talking about a failure on behalf of the entire state. And Leo Varadkar, the Taoiseach, was asked about this morning by Jonathan Healy on News Talk. Take a listen.
Well, the housing crisis is a disaster for a lot of people. For the 60 or 70% of us who own our own homes, whether it's outright or through a mortgage, that's not the case. But for people who are paying very high rents, often half their income in rents, that's a disaster. And it is a fact that in Ireland at the moment, very often, a couple, both of whom have decent jobs, are unable to afford a home. And that wasn't the case for most of our history. And to me, that's a social disaster that, you know, people who are working hard, who have decent incomes, can't afford to buy a home. And many are so frustrated at that, they're even willing to turn to populism and nationalism and Euroscepticism as a solution. And in that scenario, that they may lose their job as well as a house. Okay.
Yeah, that was Leo Varadkar speaking this morning. I'm sure people will have opinions on what he said. But another aspect that the president brought up that maybe didn't get a huge amount of attention yesterday and is deserving of attention is the role of local authorities. And he praised some and he criticised others. In particular, he praised Wicklow and Kildare county councils, and he suggested other county councils and county council managers and executives up and down the country maybe needed to take a long, hard look in the mirror and ask what more they could be doing to solve the housing crisis. Well, Bill Clear is a county councillor in Kildare. He's with the Social Democrats. Bill, you're very welcome to the show. I know you were there yesterday. You were listening to the president. Do you agree with him in that aspect, that there is a greater role for county councils, local authorities, in terms of housing provision?
Yeah, I was there with my 10-year-old son. We went up the front because his kids are a huge fan. Young people are a huge fan of the president. You know, we were kind of expecting a fairly innocuous type of speech and more pleasantly surprised when he kind of started speaking from the heart. And a lot of what a lot of councillors in my area have been looking for, you know, with passion, you know, for the housing. Some councils are doing good jobs, other councils are doing a brutal job, you know, but a lot of their hands are being hamstrung by government, you know, and, you know, council estates throughout the country over the years, everyone points to them, you know, have in general been a good success. That's all gone. And we have a what's called a land development agency now, and it is, to be honest, a disaster.
In what way is that a disaster?
Well, I'll give you an example. We have gone through the whole SHD process, and we're currently, the land development agency has gone through one in Nace here, you know, and it the green area measured up is the size of a tennis court, you know,
yeah.
And that's what they're left with. So families who they expect to move into this, you don't have a balcony to sit out, you don't have a seat, you don't have anywhere to play around. Kids have nowhere to, you know, tent out the back, you know, have a glass of wine, put a trampoline, nothing. You're nothing. And all this calls, and every councillor, I don't think any councillor would disagree with you, when all developers are gone, the Land Development Agency is gone, we're left with the mess. We're left with the calls. We are left with the antisocial. We're left with the, you know, people wanting to move within weeks or months of moving into these these schemes, you know. And I mean, we have social leasing, which is an unmitigated disaster, which has been imposed.
A lot of these developments are going to repeat the mistakes of the past, is it? And just kind of provide housing and no other amenities.
Yeah. Well, we're just building Ballymun for slow learners again. You know, it's they're nice now, but they won't be nice in, you know, a year or two. You know, that's the reality of it. They're five in Kildare. We were limited to five stories, but you know, that's going to change. They go up and up and up, and no balconies, no play areas, no kick around places, nowhere, no play.
But was it not county councils who were responsible for most of those mistakes in the past?
They built their own houses, right? They did their own houses. So I go back a while now in the 60s, and there's one estate here in Ace. It was a really an old quarry, and it's called Kingsfirth, right? And there was land in there, not a whole lot of it, and they divided it up in two. So they sold sites to people who wanted to build their own house within the area. And with that money, then they went across the road and built a number of called council houses. And I'm not into this social anyway. But council houses.
Yeah.
So there was a good mix. fantastic community. They put in a playground for themselves. They raised money, put in a tennis court, lovely green areas. They did a great community, like award-winning community in around here. But that's all gone now. It's just been imposed upon us. Like when a developer puts in a private development, I would often put in a submission on it looking for better cycle lanes, covered cycle parking, that they can see it, pollinators, native trees, you know, proper trees, proper parking, that they're not parked up in footpaths and stuff like that. And more often than not, the planners would agree with me and put in a condition of planning, developers would build it. And I have estates which are really, really good. But these land development agencies, SHDs, are, there's nothing. You get nothing off them. You submit and you get nothing. Yeah. They will not give you a thing because it's all based on numbers.
Let me introduce Lorcan Sir, who's a housing professor in DIT. Lorcan, is Bill right? Is the president right? Is there a greater role for local authorities? I mean, there's this fairly significant role. The Housing for All plan, I think, mentions local authorities 300 times across its pages. So there is a role, but is it significant enough?
Yeah, at the best, good evening, guys. At the best of at the height of our greatest social housing output in the 20s, 30s, and particularly in the 50s, that was all delivered by local authorities. And indeed, local authorities also built private housing. My own father bought his first house in 1970 from Kildare County Council with a mortgage from the council as well, near Leixlip there. And that's what councils used to do. But increasingly, particularly in the last 20 years, there has been a move towards some form of almost Stalinist kind of centralisation of power back into the department officials in the custom house. And it's a real challenge for agencies like the Land Development Agency. It's a real challenge for local authorities to have to deal with the bureaucracy and the kind of controlling nature of the department imposing, you know, all sorts of planning regulations nationally rather than leaving it up to council. So there's been a huge kind of de-democratisation in housing policy and planning policy. And planning policy and housing policy are very closely related over the last few years. I would like to see housing, the delivery of local authority housing, taken away from the department and given to local authority with much more responsibility, not just given and you can't, you know, you can do nothing. Like last year, two local authorities, ironically enough, the Minister for Housing, his own local authority in Fingal, they built nothing directly and nor did they buy any new houses directly. And in Cork City as well, the Taoiseach's own stomping ground, Cork City built nothing and nor did they buy anything either. So we can't have that really. So I'd like to see more power given by the local authorities to do this and make it easier
and
for them.
Power, Lorcan, sorry, to engage with private developers to provide this housing or to provide it directly? Because I can understand the appeal of kind of the direct provision, but then I struggle to think of a kind of a public service that you would look at in this country and think, yeah, that's really efficient and quick and value for money. Let's ape that with housing.
Yeah, well, you know what? 80-something percent of all the SHD planning permissions that were granted to the private sector have never been built. So that's not exactly efficient either, Kieran. I think we need power given back to the local authorities to use their own land and to decide what's needed in their own areas and to kind of counteract that money first kind of approach taken by a lot of private sector oriented agencies like the Land Development Agency, for example, where they're not prioritising things like green spaces and you know, open spaces and fresh air and all that kind of stuff, good quality units. It's all driven by financial, by money, really, whereas local authorities are very good. Like, there's some of the best social housing in the country, and I'm standing in an ex-council house from 1929 here myself talking to you, has been delivered by the local authorities using the private sector, like not building. They don't have local authority employees with shovels and cranes. They, you know, they subcontract. This house here I'm standing in was built by Cramptons, who are still around. So they use the private sector to deliver it, but it's much cheaper, more efficient, and you retain control over the quality, which is really important when you do it yourself.
Dr. Lorcan serves the senior lecturer in housing at the Technological University of Dublin, and Bill Clear is a Social Democrat councillor on Kildare County Council. Listen, thank you both very much for joining us. Kieran, once again, Michael D. Higgins has usurped the presidency as a platform for his own personal political views. He's a thundering disgrace, says one listener. Hugh says, Michael D. only said what everyone thinks. If someone else said it, we wouldn't even be having this discussion today. Well said, so says Michael D. And Brian says, I didn't hear our president taking on any blame himself for failing to provide solutions despite 40 years in public office. Keep those texts coming. 53106.
Your chance to win big. News Talk's Summer Cash Machine.
Yeah, the Summer Cash Machine here all summer long, right here on News Talk. And we have given away money today for the first time this week because it was a rollover day after day. But Philip Owen and Bray, he became the first big winner of the Summer Cash Machine, and you could be the very next winner. Stay tuned after 5 o'clock. I'll reload the machine, let you know how much is up for grabs and how you can enter the competition. And remember, it's a new number as well for the Summer Cash Machine. It is 57557. That's the number you're going to have to text. But I'll give you all the details, as I said, shortly after 5 o'clock. Plenty of people getting in touch on 53106 about changing habits. Kieran, likewise, I've swapped the car for the Dart. A little more inconvenient in getting home, but saving a fortune already. The tank was €100. I'm now paying €30 a week. Caroline says it would take me over an hour longer to get from work to where I have to go to collect my children if I took public transport versus using my private car. Add to that the fact that I've frequently been late collecting them due to Dart failures or delays, and I would still use my car even if public transport were free. I am that person, says somebody else, who drives at 80 kilometres an hour in the M50. And yes, it does save money. I am not living near public transport, so I can't go that route. But my way of trying to tackle it is to drive more slowly. And one more for now. This is just a flavour of the text coming in. I'm downsizing my car. We are a couple who are driving a Volkswagen Passat, no kids. It was a luxury. We've decided to sell it as the cost is too much. On the hunt now for a much smaller car. 53106. Let me know, how have you changed your habits? How would you like to change your habits in order to deal with the increasing cost of fuel? We're going to be talking about solutions to that problem a little bit later in the show. But 53106, the text number.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.